Back in 2002, our guest today, Alexi Murdoch, wrote a very special song called Orange Sky, and then gave his demo to a few influential people. His life has been very busy since then, so busy that it took him until June of this year to release his first album, Time Without Consequence. Today we'll talk with Alexi about his music and hear some live versions of the songs recorded on stage at World Cafe Live. I started off by asking the question on all of his fans' minds, what took it so long? I mentioned that over 2 years ago, he told me that the new album would be out within weeks.
I actually thought that it wasn't a ruse. I mean, I really thought it wouldn't take as long as it took.
Right.
And then I discovered what making records is all about.
Well, that's interesting because people, I was also thinking you're also in an interesting position because this is your first album and yet it feels like your sophomore album.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah, it is. It is a little bit. It's almost like people think it's a follow-up, and it's really not for me. I mean, I don't feel, you know, the EP obviously was amazing, and it was just this really wonderfully organic thing that happened. But it was an accident at the end of the day. It wasn't meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, had you said to me, hey, I want you to put out a 4-song EP, I never would have put that thing out. It just kind of picked up speed on its own. So I always felt like, you know, I still hadn't documented the songs, even though the EP was floating out there.
And that's why they appear, some of them appear on here.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got a chance to really fully visit those songs too, which is...
Yeah, I mean, it's a completely different space. It was, you know, it was like done live to tape, which is what I always wanted to do. It wasn't sort of, you know, a Pro Tools fiddly thing and, you know, live with a rhythm section to tape, which is, for me, at least right now, the only way to really get things down properly.
Well, today we're going to hear the versions of the songs that feature Alexi, his guitar and his foot, live on stage at World Cafe Live. And I have a number of favorites already, Breathe being one of them. Did the writing of these stretch out over the period of time also?
Yeah, actually, Breathe, funnily enough, is probably the oldest song of the bunch and was one of the songs that was written before I really... In fact, it's probably the only song that got written before I became me, for me. And for some reason, has survived. I think it was... And at the time, you know, I was writing rubbish at the time. I mean, it was just... Not rubbish, but, you know, it was all very heady, kind of... And that song, I remember when it got written back then, whatever it was, 5-6 years ago, I remember thinking, wow, this is kind of different. So it's sort of, it's the one that survived, I guess, for me.
Was that just a turn of phrase, or what does writing about me for me mean?
Well, no, more that, you know, before I became myself, I guess, is what I mean.
Before people knew who you were as a songwriter?
No. I mean, before I knew who I was.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, you start, but it takes a while to find your voice, and you're lucky if you ever do. I mean, your own voice. And so, you know, having to work through the, fortunately, there's no record of it, because, I mean, I'm sure it would be really embarrassing, but, you know, you're just working it out. And so I meant when I was writing, you know, stuff that was kind of intellectual.
Mm. Well, tell you what, let's listen to the performance of that and go into another a new one, the song for you, which is which sounds great too. Well, let's listen to both those.
Cool. In the quiet of a shadow, in the corner of a room, darkness moves upon you like a cloud across the moon. You're aware in all the silence of a constant that will turn, like the windmill left deserted,
for the sun forever bound. So don't forget to breathe. Don't forget to breathe. Where all life is here, no 11th hour reprieve. So don't forget to breathe. Keep your head above water, but don't forget to breathe. The suffering that you've witnessed, and the handprints on the wall, they remind you how it's endless, how endlessly you fall. Then the answer that you're seeking, for the question that you've found, drives you further to confusion as you lose your sense of ground. So don't forget to breathe. Don't forget to breathe. Where all life is here, no 11th hour reprieve. So don't forget to breathe. Keep your head above water, but don't forget to breathe. Forget to breathe. You know you are here, but you find you'll want to leave. So don't forget to breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe.
Thank you.
So today, I wrote a song for you, cause a day can get so long. And I know it's hard to make it through when you say there's something wrong. So I'm trying to put it right, cause I want to love you with my heart. All this trying has made me tired, and I don't know even where to start. Maybe that's a start. For you know, it's a simple game that you play, filling up your head with rain. And you know, you've been hiding from your pain in the way you say your name. And I see you hiding your face in your hands, flying so you won't land. You think no one understands. No one understands. So you hunch your shoulders and you shake your head, and your throat is aching but you swear no one hurts you, nothing could be said anyway, you're not here enough to care. And you're so tired, you don't sleep at night as your heart is trying to mend. You keep it quiet, but you think you might disappear before the end. For it's strange how you cannot find any strength to even try to find a voice to speak your mind. When you do, all you want to do is cry. Maybe you should cry. And I see you hiding your face in your hands, talking about faraway lands. You think no one understands. Listen to my hands. And all of this life moves around you. For all that you claim, you're standing still. You are moving too. You are moving too. You are moving too.
That song for you, our guest Alexi Murdoch on stage at World Cafe Live, and we're getting a chance to talk about some of the songs and the making of the new album. Alexi, watching the performance that we're listening to today, two things came to mind about your music, which I'm sure I realized on some level, but the songs wrap around these incredible guitar patterns, and there's so much patterning and repetition in the lyrics and the way there's a real mantra-like thing about your writing. How do the songs emerge with you sitting there playing these patterns over? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's weird. You know, there are times where it seems so simple that I wonder if I'm just, you know, being lazy. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I mean, I know that's not the case, but you know, when you start getting insecure, you start to wonder, you know, well, wait a minute, surely, you know, I'm intelligent, I'm articulate, surely I can kind of cram some more stuff in here and wow people with it. But yeah, I think there was a point at which having always wanted to write, not necessarily music, I kind of came to a realization that it was really about going the opposite direction that I was heading in, which was just really stripping it down and trying to kind of trim the fat. So I think that's where it comes from. Yeah, it comes out in phrases. It comes out really naturally. I won't say easily, because it's actually not easy to get into that space. But once you're there, it sort of seems pretty simple.
So what were you writing? What form were you writing in?
I mean, it was just, you know, I thought I would write, you know, short stories maybe. And I mean, the truth is I think maybe someday I'll have the discipline to sit down and do it, but I just, you know, I just couldn't get past, you know, sort of the first 2-3 pages, and but fiction primarily, I figured.
We all got to know you when you moved to LA, but where are you from?
I was born in London, but I grew up in Scotland.
What kind of a town?
It was way out, sort of north of Inverness, outside of a little town called Elgin.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was way up there.
What did your parents do?
Oh, I was actually sent off to school there.
Oh, okay.
So they were
not there.
Yeah, I was a boarder. I was sent off because they were in Greece at the time, and they just felt like the education that I was going to get in Greece was probably not. I shouldn't, not to diss Greece, but you know.
Yeah.
Being English speaking and stuff, so I was sent packing.
And did you discover music, start playing then, or?
Not, well, you know, I mean, I think I played every instrument on earth pretty much for about, you know, 3 weeks. It was like, I picked up the violin, I played the bagpipes at some point, played the trumpet, you know, it was just like piano. And then the guitar, I guess, just stuck. It's weird. It just stuck. I turned around one day and realized that, wow, I've been playing this for a while.
So, were you always, did you start finger picking immediately? Or?
No, not at all, actually. The way I really thought of the guitar as just this sort of vehicle for laying songs on top of. And then I actually ended up going on a trip. And when I travel, I don't take my acoustic guitar. I actually take a classical guitar because it's smaller. I can take it on the plane. So I went on a trip that I thought was going to be 3 weeks that wound up being 7 months.
Mm.
And I just had the classical guitar, which, of course, just lends itself to finger picking. And this was probably about four years ago.
Wow. So it was that recent. That's really interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's one you did today that I'm not sure, because it shares a lyric with something on
right.
the album.
Right.
What's it called? Something new?
I think the working title is At Your Door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good song. So this is new. This is since you've...
Yeah, it wasn't... It was while I was making the record, but it didn't make it onto the record because I couldn't fit it on. But, I definitely want to record it at some point. I do like it a lot as well.
Well, let's listen to a performance.
Well, you can hide behind your door, and you can leave me kneeling on the floor, but I will only love you more. I will only love you more. Well, you can take from me all you think you need, and you can bury it deep, deep in the ground, but I will never let you down. I will never let you down. No, I will never let you down. No, I will never let you down. Thank you. Thank you.
Alexi Murdoch live on stage at World Cafe Live, and we're getting a chance to talk about the music on Time Without Consequence, the new album, which comes out independently. And I'd love to know just a little bit about business-wise what happened to you with all the Orange Sky being, you know, right, becoming so popular and getting, I know you got licensed to commercials in various right places. I understand it didn't get licensed to Garden State, the movie.
Right. It was actually, that was, yeah, that was just some kind of political decision that I think the company that the company that puts out the soundtrack, because it was in the film.
Right.
But the company that puts out the soundtrack also puts out the soundtrack for the OC compilation,
okay,
which had come out 2 months prior, I think. So they felt that having the same song on two compilations.
Overexposure.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think Zach, you know, Zach Braff, the director, he kind of, he made a strong bid for it, but at that point they were...
Well, it was great. I remember it in the film.
Right.
It was, your songs get used well in those contexts.
Yeah.
But kind of the popularity of that and the EP, I can't imagine that there weren't a number of major labels, et cetera, kind of coming your way. And yet you chose this route, which is essentially you're owning this yourself.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, more than anything else, it wasn't so much a business decision as a, it just felt like it would be the wrong thing to do. I wanted to make the record on my own, you know, produce it. I knew that if I got into a label situation, it would be a fight to even co-produce probably. I'd never get to make the record the way I made it. I mean, and it was never, I mean, there were labels and there were calling and all that stuff, but it I never honestly entertained it for a moment, really. And once the record was done at that point, then it's like, well, now what do you need them getting in the way for? I mean, no offense, but I know it's a business and all that, but I'm not too interested in kind of the business model they use. Do you know what I mean? I'd mm-hmm. much rather just let people discover this music and let it do its thing.
Well, speaking of, you know, business models, certainly licensing the songs, actually the song, we were talking about Orange Sky, the way it was licensed, was probably a good business decision, but I wonder how you felt about it being out there the way it was.
Well, it's weird because I think that, I mean, given the way I feel about it, I would normally feel uncomfortable about it, but... I guess it's a bit of a paradox for me because I felt that the EP was sort of an accident. It's almost like I kind of, as stuff started coming in, I almost felt like, well, maybe I should just let it go and not control it. And this was something that, I mean, essentially was helping me to survive and to go into the studio and make the record I wanted to make. I definitely wondered, you know, at times I'm like, well, is that sort of the age-old excuse? Like, you know, well, I'm just going to compromise a little bit. But it didn't really feel like a compromise to me because, like I said, it didn't feel like it was really the body of work that I was always intending to put out.
Time Without Consequence. You write a lot of, there's a lot of people being afraid in your songs. There's a lot of talk about dying. There are a lot of dreams in your song. There is a real, and it kind of comes back to time in a lot of ways. This at least acknowledgement of death, and you know, is that what Time Without Consequence means to you? Or I'm curious.
Yeah, definitely. That's part of it, and I think it's also, you know, for me, the notion of a time that, you know, we don't really remember apart from, you know, well, you said dreaming, maybe when we're dreaming or when there was no real consequence. Do you know what I mean? Like when we were kind of free.
Sounds like school vacation.
Yeah. Well, kind of. Yeah.
That's one of those times.
I mean, back before, you know, the fear really takes hold and you start becoming so aware of things slipping away.
Well, this is one of those dreams. This is Orange Sky.
had a dream. I stood beneath an orange sky. Yes, I had a dream. I stood beneath an orange sky. With my brother standing by. With my brother standing by. I said, brother, you know, it's a long road we've been walking on. Yes, it is, yes, it is, you know. Brother, it is. Such a long road we've been walking on now. Oh, brother, oh, brother. And I had a dream I stood beneath an orange sky. With my sister standing by. With my sister standing by. Say, here is what I know now, sister. Here is what I know now, goes like this. In your love, my salvation lies. In your love, my salvation lies. In your love, my salvation lies. In your love, in your love, in your love. Oh, but you know I'm so weary. And you know my heart's been broken now, now. Sometimes, sometimes my mind is too strong to carry on. Too strong to carry on. But when I'm alone, when I've thrown off the weight of this crazy stone, when I've lost all care for the things I own, that's when I miss you. That's when I miss you, you who are my home. You who are my home. You who are my home now, now, now. And here is what I know now, brother. Here is what I know now, sister, goes like this. In your love, my salvation lies. In your love, my salvation lies. In your love, my salvation lies. In your love, my salvation lies in your love. 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 In your love. In your love. In your love now. In your love now. I had a dream. I stood beneath an orange sky. With my brother and my sister standing by. With my brother and my sister standing by now. With my brother and my sister standing by.
Thank you.
Orange Sky, there is a new version of that on Time Without Consequence, the first album from Alexi Murdoch. And our thanks to Alexi for joining us today. If you're looking for the new album, find it at our World Cafe CD store, which is at our website at worldcafe.npr.org.